Hey, this is Engineer Eric, listening to part two of our July 8th, 2009 Jimmy Doan Show.
Engineer, you met Michael Jackson on an airplane one time, didn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. That's right. I forgot all about that.
How could you forget about it? Why weren't you invited to the Staples Center?
Well, no.
Oh, did you see, by the way, they were all upset about the scalping.
The scalping?
Yeah, I did.
They were going to
arrest people who were scalping.
Can you imagine? I mean, you know, you understand the Staples Center for the thing.
Yeah.
Those tickets were like, what were they, auctioned off? Or what was it, lottery? Or how
the lottery, right.
And you know, duh. I mean, what did you think?
Right.
What do they have, 10 or 20,000 tickets that they were going to, for the special?
Like 9,000.
9,000, whatever it is. I mean, did you not think that some people were going to get the tickets and realize, for free, basically, and realize that they're worth thousands of dollars and not put them on StubHub or eBay,
right,
or something?
That's a dirty capitalist idea, Jim.
Yeah, right. No. I mean, you know, what do you mean? I mean, to think that you would even remotely try and stop that is just the silliest. Because one of the things that does happen with scalping, mm-hmm, is that the ticket goes to the person who wants it the most.
Right.
It's obvious.
The free market.
It's, mm-hmm, the free market. I mean, you know, if you find somebody that's willing to pay $1,000 and somebody else is willing to pay $1,200, the $1,200 guy
is gonna
obviously wants it, is the bigger fan.
Right.
I'm sorry. It's just he just is. So
we're
those
back.
Are, those are the people that, yeah, so we're back.
Woo! The Jimmy Doan Show.
I can't tell that little Michael Jackson story when I met Michael. I was flying back. God, this is pre the Thriller album. This is,
yeah,
you know, early. And I was flying back from California or Colorado or somewhere, and
We know you. Okay, you were in an airplane.
A big airplane, a commercial airplane.
Okay.
And so I walked up. I was, you know, I was right in the front, right next to first class.
Cutting through first class.
And I was going to go, the other back lab was all the way in the back of the plane. And I was like, man, I need to go. So I was going to go use the front, the nice one, up in the first class.
The clean one.
So I walk up in there
the one with the jacuzzi and the...
Right.
The big,
yeah,
A.
Exactly. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. This is that new, Emirates airplane. Yeah.
Right. Right.
Uh-huh,
right.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Right.
All right. So you went first class.
I went to first class, and everybody was blick, and I looked around, and I was like, I was like, oh, that's interesting.
Felt a little,
you know,
uncomfortable.
And they weren't all football players or basketball players.
No. I was waiting, and everybody's like looking at me, like, you know, like,
you're like,
what's,
you're
going
white,
on? Yeah. Like, what are you doing up here, man?
You're whiter than Michael.
No,
what the hell are you doing?
And he was in the bathroom, and he came out like right as I was walking up, and I was just like, he goes, hey, you know, whatever. I was like, Michael Jackson.
What you said?
Yeah, and I can I shake your hand? And he had his gloves on. whatever. But and he told me. He goes, I said, I'm a big fan. I said, I got a new album coming out. You know, so you might like it or something like that.
Cool. All right.
And I was like, going, cool.
Yeah, that was like,
you got
a signed copy
of it,
yeah,
right here?
No, yeah. So we landed, and then, of course, they held us all on the plane, and they opened up the... They brought some, you know, special staircase over for him, and because they let him out on the tarmac, they didn't park the plane at the gate,
right?
Because, you know, he had limos and stuff like that,
right?
And there was like, you know, 3,000 people at the airport waiting to see him,
right,
you know, and we had no idea that he was even on the plane,
right?
And then after he departed, they pulled the plane up and let us out through the normal schlocky gate,
that's right,
without any limousines,
none. That's right.
And speaking of Michael Jackson,
that's
I wanted to say something about this death situation. Watch and see if they don't charge one of those doctors criminally with his death.
Oh, it's going to happen.
I can't believe
only
it.
One.
You think they're really going to do that? Huh?
I think there's a very good possibility that they will, at the very least, convene a grand jury. I'm very convinced they'll convene a grand jury. I'm going to say 70-80% chance.
I'll be darned. Well, you know, I guess, and there's money to be made.
Find a body, find an exit.
Well, you know, they've
find the body, find an exit. I like
that. I'm telling you, man.
Well, you know, I've heard they've still got a part of his brain to take the final neurological tests and all that.
Oh, yeah?
They have not, they still have not returned all of his brain matter yet.
Takes 8 weeks.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, you know, there was one other death. Who was the football player that got shot in the
McNair,
head?
McNair. Steve.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, what was that? And a girlfriend, too, or something?
No, she shot him.
Oh, is that it?
Oh, yeah. It's confirmed.
But didn't she get shot?
She killed herself.
Suicide murder.
Okay.
Shot him in the head. Apparently shot him in the head while he was sleeping on the couch, and then shot him three more times.
Twice just to make sure.
Twice in the chest, and then again in the head.
He wasn't
then killed herself.
Well, obviously, yeah, but obviously it couldn't have been a... It obviously was not...
And that's her, and she's gone.
Sexually motivated.
And then herself.
And that was in the duel game.
She didn't shoot him in the nuts or anything, so obviously...
Apparently not, no.
Yeah, okay.
But she was an unknown girlfriend, apparently. That's more like it.
Okay.
So. Yeah, I had a friend of mine that had a revolver next to his bed, and he goes, I think I'm just for fun, I'm going to take the bullets out, you know? And sure enough, if she didn't come home drunk and all pissed off and picked up the revolver and started clicking it off.
No.
Yep.
Nice.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Clicking it off.
Ooh,
he would have been dead if he hadn't taken the bullet out.
I tell you, when you hear that tiny voice in the back of your head saying, unload the gun.
You listen
That's
to it.
That's the tiny voice in the back of Engineer Eric's head.
It plays all the time.
But it says load the gun.
No, it says empty the gun.
Yeah, there's the bullets out. There's two ways to take them bullets out.
That's right. I love it, Kate.
Now, you know, there's two things that are coming up as far as that might affect the Jimmy Don't Show. One is we didn't get on Justin TV today because Jimmy, unfortunately, took apart the computer.
You did open computer surgery.
I had it open, and
the patient has not fully recovered.
No, not yet. We got a little problem there. We have to work on. So maybe next time. That's and number two, though, is our local.
It's not dead yet.
It's not dead. There's a pulse. I'm giving a little.
So number two
but
is.
Anyway,
the, so
number two is. I don't know if this is going to work out or not, but our local Classic 89. Radio station is going to go talk. Yeah, Classic 89 will be no more. Now, one of the things that was interesting, and I thought this was fascinating, this is on August 3rd, so, Jimmy, of course, has to call up Dean Wright and find out if they want a local host.
Ooh,
that would be
that'd
too
be
much.
Great.
And, Jimmy might need some help.
No.
Because Jimmy does better if somebody else is in the studio.
Oh, you
That's
got
what
it.
You got the telephone machine for.
No. The telephone machine would be for people that would call in. I'm talking about the Belinda or the foil person, the Ed McMahon person.
I'm talking about he's dead.
No, I'm talking about
here's Jimmy.
That's right.
Ed McMahon.
Dead McMahon.
That's right. But I did find it interesting because Classic 89 has been in existence, I think, since 1958 or something. And it's always, all it does is play classical music. In fact, Jimmy got his start in radio. Jimmy did this for a while because of no pay.
Midnight to four shift.
Something like that.
And of course, pirating that radio station?
Classic 89?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I spun the records.
Whoa.
No way.
Oh, yeah. I did. And you'd go in there for 3 or 4 hours. I thought you were going to say you
took it over with your
pirate
radio.
No. What happened is you'd go in and you'd select the music out of the vault.
Were you Good Golly Miss Molly or something?
No. It had to be classic because classic things. I played things like Rimsky-Korsakov. And what was the one I played the most was it's the theme from The Lone Ranger.
Right.
That's a classical thing.
Rossini.
Pull that one up. Pull it up.
Rossini.
No. It was. It's that theme from The Lone Ranger, and I forget who it is, but it's part of an opera.
William Tell.
That's it. William Tell. Over. So I played that a lot. And then I played some of the Beethoven stuff.
If you don't know Jimmy personally, he does like to play songs like over and over and over, like right after the same one over and over and over.
So good.
That probably was
his.
Back then you could have the record. It would just go back and restart at the beginning.
Right.
So you had the chicks over there from the UF.
Well, no, actually, you just say that. But unfortunately, these were world-class turntables that you had to actually pick the thing up and slide it across.
Jimmy is like
18, right? Yeah. And Jimmy wants to be a DJ.
Yeah.
Now this was the rule on this station was shut up and play the music. I mean, literally all you did was
telling Jimmy to shut up.
No. Jimmy, if you try to post to classical music, there's not going to be any vocals coming in.
And here we got the Bachman.
Jimmy posts for 9 minutes.
Post is that little talk right
before talk right
the
show. Yeah, right. You try to post right,
you know,
before,
right before
the
vocals
lyrics come.
Start.
Lyrics start,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah. I did that. Let me tell you, it got better. It got better. Now you understand, I'm 18. This is like in the, this is like in the early 60s.
This is one of Beethoven's greatest hits. I'm bringing it in.
Jimmy wanted to be a DJ.
Here we go. Bum, 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 bum. Go ahead, Jimmy. Keep talking there.
So anyway, what Jimmy would try and do is be like, and I would say, you know, and this Jimmy Doan here spinning the here comes Rimsky-Korsakov and the, and call in for your special request, okay?
With the Wolfman.
And so, you know, they had told me specifically, you ain't a DJ. You know, what you do is you announce the name of the song, and of course, some of my got wrong, like, you know, like I would. It wasn't. It's not Beethoven.
Shostakovich.
Yeah, right. No, that's right.
14th, 15th, something like that. Right.
I don't know, man. I thought Mozart was better after he started doing heroin.
Dude,
but, you
I mean,
know, it, so I would mispronounce some of the names, and the guy would call in. Some classical guy would call in. It's when you've mispronounced his name. I say that enough. It's Rimsky-Korsakov.
Well, when
it's not Rimsky-Korsakov, and you can't say this. Yeah, so you know,
and something blowjob.
Yeah, that's
when
right.
When it's Szchy, how the hell are you
Polish and everything.
To know
I had
that,
all that. You know? So anyway, but I mean, I ran this thing like. Like you know, like the rock and roll station, and I'm announcing the stuff. And hey, this is a good one, you know. And then I'm playing
Jimmy
the song
Doan
again
show.
Every time, and I'm playing some of the Beethoven stuff that the Stones used, and you know, and I mean just all in all, you know, the rock and roll
cutting edge classic.
No, I was playing the rock and roll operas, and you know, I'd play them like over and over and over again, and finally somebody called up and said, you know. We've heard that one. Do you suppose you might find something else?
There's a few more to choose from.
I mean, played like the Death March a lot, you know. Dun, dun,
yeah. Oh, Vader's March, me?
Yeah.
We've heard that one. You know what? You're going to hear it again, buddy.
It's
all right.
Vader's March.
Right, yeah.
Come on, I know you got
so
Vader's
that's,
March.
So that's where Jimmy got his start in the early 60s in doing the...
So that was a lot of
it
shots.
It would be quite appropriate if you came full circle and ended up back on...
So this is what goes around, comes around. It turns out that station that I got my start on, so to speak, well, and finish, is going to talk format.
Well, maybe you can
and
go back.
And what happened was the people, he said... they
finally, you convinced him.
Well, yeah. It only took 60 years. By God. You know, yeah, that's right. No, it took 50
Maybe
years.
Maybe they'll give you your job back with the
well,
same salary.
Well, that's what
salary.
I'm thinking. Yeah. I'm going to go in and ask Dean Wright if I can have my old job back.
And demand the same
and
salary. Demand it.
Yeah. No, I'm going to ask for
Dean
more
Werner.
Than that. I'm double or triple that.
You betcha.
So anyway, the point is that...
There's a new dean. It's Dean Martin now. You got to
suck up to him. Oh, yeah, so cute. Okay. So anyway, no, the point is that the... they're going to turn this on August 3rd is the date. And the letters and the people, you remember the letter that Jimmy wrote about the library where everybody, you know,
we
had
yeah.
Okay. This was the same thing. The people walked in. You are cutting off classical music. This is a cultural, you know, this is now.
How can you do this?
You know, we're now becoming, you know, the Las Vegas of whatever it is, Sin City. You cut off our culture, classic 89. Well, of course, the problem was.
We have no idea.
Well, yeah. The point is that what they don't understand, of course, is first of all, classic 89 is being a university thing. It didn't really have to make any money. It was supposed to. They did. There were some ads and they did some stuff. But one of the things that the people were complaining about, they wanted to hear NPR, all things interested, all things considered, and that only comes through the educational station in Jacksonville. And so there were a lot of people that called up and said, you know, I really would like rather have the talk format. So they decided to switch. Well, boy, the people came out of the woodwork, the classical people, all 83 of them came out of the woodwork.
riots in the streets,
right? And these guys, you know, are going to hit somebody with a cane or,
Captain
you know,
Dog's
or they're going to, I
together.
Don't know, they're going to take their walkers, on, you know, up to, right up the stairs and,
the
you know, everything. But the point is that they, the dean said, look, if you want to hear the music so bad, we're still going to broadcast it because one of the things we've done is to switch to the new digital format. And as you know, we have another channel on Classic 89. It's not going to be called that anymore. but it's, you know, DT3 or whatever the hell it is, where we're going to put the classical music.
That's like 89.
And all you have to do is buy a $75 radio. If you want to hear this stuff, it's going to cost you $75. You'd have thought it was $75,000. I mean, these people call up and say, pay for classical music? Well, pay me? You got to be kidding.
Well,
you
Obama needs to come out with a coupon for that.
It was universal. There was not one person that wrote in, and this might be my ticket when I go ask the dean for my job back. I say, look, I agree with you. You know, F them if they can't pony up at $75 for a lifetime of classical music. I mean, you know, think about it. Those records in the old days that I was playing, they were like $8 or $9 a piece in real money. That was when silver was money. I mean, when the coins were made out of silver.
Well,
and that's like the equivalent of like $90 today for one LP. And you're sitting there saying, wait a minute, you're not going to pay $75, you classical snob, you, to listen to
have a full library
to have
of music.
A full library, you know, same as before, in super high fidelity from, you know, the response on this is from DC to daylight, blow your speakers
piss
out. Piss
on them.
Yeah. And so that's, and so they said, you know, they came in, and of course, then they took it out on this guy. I just hope, you know, it's a political thing, and I hope he holds it.
Well, let's put together a little demo for him and just let's get a gig.
Well, we have a
I
demo.
I want to be covered in drugs.
Yeah. I'm not sure that's going to go. Again,
it's not going to work?
No.
Have that one, E.E.? Come on.
I'm not sure.
Can you play that one?
I'm not sure.
I got.
I thought you had every sound in the freaking world.
We need to do a PG-13 version. But anyway, the whole point is to compete with PC and Hound Dog or whatever his name is.
Chip and PC.
Oh, are they still on?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're on. From 3 to 5
really?
Or something.
Yeah.
God, it's been years.
Oh, Chip and PC. Remember, you went in for.
Yeah, I was on their show.
You won the thing. Yeah, well, they're still on. Anyway, I thought it'd be kind of fun. Anyway, they're planning on running the NPR at that time. So that will cut that out. But I'm going to go over there this time, I think, and tell them, I don't care what time. You know, it doesn't matter. I'll go on, you know, for an hour, 2 hours every day.
Oh, we need 3 or 4.
Like, I don't know this is it, but...
Oh, easy for you to say there, Mr. I'm staying home and sleeping. I want to be covered in drugs.
Who's going to say what needs to be said?
This is Jimmy Doan.
D-O-A-N-E.
The biggest counterfeiter of actual money is the United States government.
Should prostitution be legal? Could you be able to buy a machine gun with a silencer at the 7-Eleven? Have your question answered by Jimmy Doan. Email Jimmy at JimmyDoan.com, visit JimmyDoan.com, and listen to The Jimmy Doan Show.
Hey! I want to be covered in drugs!
So that's the promo, yeah. I say what you need to do is go to your parents' medicine cabinet and get those drugs. That'll make you feel a lot better. And listen to The Jimmy Doan Show. We're on drugs.
Go to your medicine cabinet.
Your parents out of town? Let me tell you. Let me tell you something. If your parents are out of town, let me tell you what to do, okay?
Let me tell you what you're looking for.
Okay, listen to me. Go to your parents' medicine cabinet, okay? Okay. Now, read me the label. And I will tell you how to listen to The Jimmy Doan Show.
And how to send them here to Classic.
That's right. Classic. That's right.
Jimmy Doan Show. And I will test them out for you and send you the box back.
And you will actually be able to tell by listening to The Jimmy Doan Show which ones are the best.
If I can still pronounce the name.
If I can still pronounce Jimmy.
Say anything with the word.
How do you spell OJ?
So there you go.
What do I do? I've done that before. So you never know. Maybe it'll be like the free talk live or something where they, you know, they got their start on down there in Tampa and then
Stonewall and Zip.
Yeah, Stonewall and Zip. That guy's
Grant
classic.
Stone. Man, give us an email, yeah. Grant.
Yeah, Jimmy. Definitely. Yeah, that's if you're right. Listening, yeah, for yeah. Sure.
So what else we got, Jimmy?
Okay, a couple of things here. The loans go on. They're not satisfied with loaning money or taking over GM and Chrysler. The feds decide to lend Tesla $465 million to build their Model S.
Is this part of the stimulus?
It's part of the stimulus. Obama administration
this
will
Tesla
lend...
Tesla Motors, not Tesla... Not
Tesla Coil.
Right.
Not the band. The band's not around.
Yeah, not the band.
Can you imagine? No. Can you imagine the check gets redirected? Okay. And the band never comes down one day. studio, totally stoned.
We got a new bus! And a big one!
Look at this. We got a stadium.
You know, it'd be like when Steve Martin walked in with a jerk, you know, and he said, and they said, well, I'd love to cash this check.
$250
radio.
Dollar radio. $250 big one.
Tesla. Tesla, baby. Send the check.
Tesla
too.
Right there.
Yeah.
So anyway,
this is the electric car that's supposed to go 200 miles an hour, whatever
yeah,
it is.
Whatever. Yeah.
So anyway, they decided, can you imagine, half a billion dollars.
Jimmy, this is what I'm talking about. This is not investment in the real sense of the word. This is spending. They take the money out of the economy.
Spree.
Taxing and spending is not adding money to the economy. They may make some advances here or there, but they're wasting huge amounts of capital with these kinds of projects.
Well, not only that, you have to ask yourself who ultimately gets the money.
Here, right there.
Well, their
who
choice.
Ultimately gets the money?
Their and pick, their people, their political
flight. Acorn.
Well, no. Let me tell you what happens on many of the government programs, especially the poverty and poverty and health programs. The people actually that are the recipients, if you want to call that, the people that are supposed to get it, the poor and the halt, the lame and the blind, they don't get the money. It's the administrator. And the people that sit behind the little bars there that pass out, they're the ones that are making $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 a year.
Right.
For telling somebody to go to the next window or get at the end of the line or you're at the wrong office or fill out this piece of paper. And then when all is said and done, you know, it reminds me of how when Bob Newhart, one of the reasons he decided to go into comedy. Was he said his first job.
Oh, this is a great one.
Was a government job, and he was in the unemployment office in Chicago. And he said he got $60 a week, and he said the unemployment checks were $55. And he said, you know, wait a minute.
It's a no-brainer.
I'm working 8 to 5, 5 days a week, and I get 60. This guy comes in and waits in line for 8 hours all day and gets 55. I mean, and gets to do, so he said, you know, that was it. And that's
classic.
The way it was.
Classic,
that's right. So anyway, the point is, that's number one.
I think he told that joke his first time on
Carson. Oh, no, it was the way he got started. He tells it every time. The other thing is in New York, I'm not sure exactly where it was. I think it's in New York City. Council voted 2 Muslim school holidays. Now, not enough satisfied with Christmas and Easter and Hanukkah.
Well, Jimmy, they should have 365 school holidays.
They really should.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be the best. But I mean, some people are a little upset about this as the Muslim takeover. Can you imagine, though? You're
well, how many Catholic holidays or Christian holidays do you?
Christian holidays,
Easter,
there's Christmas and Easter.
Easter's on a Sunday, so you don't get a day off. There's no longer Good Friday given off, so that's not really a holiday.
Well, you get
Christmas.
You get. I think
you get Fat Tuesday off, right?
No.
But you maybe get, in New Orleans.
But I mean, the federal holidays are like Martin Luther King and the 4th of July, Thanksgiving,
right. Labor Day, Memorial Day,
and
right.
I don't know, and then President's Day,
and Halloween,
Thanksgiving.
Halloween, you don't get off.
No. You do if you're in a coven.
You wish, right?
Well, you saw that in New York.
Oh, Skip Day.
Yeah, their Senior Skip Day.
You
absolutely.
That's important.
Yeah. what was it? What was it? Our buddy Mike or somebody? How many days did he skip? Or
it was 50 days.
50 days out of the school year.
Let's not forget Call In Gay Day.
Well, look. It's my right now.
Did you see the 700 New York City teachers paid to do nothing?
Yeah, I saw that.
Well, hold on. Let's get back. Jimmy, well, we got this. We got a country here. Our country is 90% Christian, I think.
Something like that. Again, or Judeo-Christian or whatever
No, the Jews have another 2 or 3% on there. No, I'm not kidding. That's about right. And Muslims, what I think, are like a 0.5%.
Yeah. But they wield some power because they'll kill you.
I kill you.
Ahmed the dead terrorist.
They'll kill you.
Yeah, I kill you.
Jeff Dunham,
right. He was on the other night. He's
so they're effectively going to have either
percentage
50
wise,
or 100 times.
Yeah, 100 times exactly.
50 or 100 times the holidays.
Well, it's so funny because apparently Michael Bloomberg has to sign off, and he basically said that he's not going to do it.
What are they going to give him? Ramadan or something?
I don't know. I mean, again, one of the things it says 2 Muslim school holidays. If it's anything like some of them, some of those are like 8 days long. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
So. Could be. I mean,
8 days.
Like, I mean, who cares? As far as I'm concerned, the longer you stay out,
to get to Mecca and back.
Yeah.
Is it a week? Or a day, or But we did.
So I thought that was interesting that the takeover is, again, political correctness rears its head, and this wouldn't, as far as I'm concerned, of course, in a privately run, totally privately run school system, you would have Catholic schools and Jewish schools and
sure.
and atheist schools and who knows
but
what
we've
all.
We've got this quasi.
And you would have
system.
Muslim schools, and they can have all the holidays they want, as far as I'm concerned.
Ozzy Osbourne could have his Prince of Darkness school.
And no problem. You know, again, you pay your money, takes your choice.
They're manipulating the schools through the Constitution by arguing things like equal protection and stuff like that.
Yeah, no, it's...
And we
it's,
talked about that. Some of Sotomayor's cases were like that.
Well,
I mean,
that's... Well, she's coming... She's, there doesn't seem to be any doubt she's going to get confirmed, but she has come under a little extra fire, hasn't she?
I mean... Jimmy,
want to get into Sotomayor?
No, we did that last time.
I know.
But I wanted to say about this school stuff. Crap. Nah, I forgot.
See, oh no, you're not old enough to forget that. Jimmy does that.
No.
You can come back to it. I just wanted to mention something that I'd actually forgotten about when we're talking about the. This is so fascinating to watch this. We were talking about earlier in the first part of the show about how the governments are trying to balance their budgets by getting more money. And they, of course, like to get money from places that doesn't hurt the local constituents. The tourist taxes are going through the ceiling. That it says here, this was in USA Today, tourists pay prices, states jack up taxes to balance budgets. And I don't know if I mentioned this before, but what's fascinating is when most businesses, the private sector businesses, when they have a problem, they put on specials. You know, two for the price of one. I noticed out here, for instance, some of the apartments are giving you 2 months free rent if you'll sign a year's lease, that kind of thing. So you pay for 10 and, you know, that kind of thing. The specials abound are crazy. They're giving away the store practically in order to get the business. But the government, on the other hand, has said, look, here's what we're going to do. We're going to jack up our tourist tax so we can close our budget gap. And what they don't realize, and I thought it was interesting because in the USA Today, they do allow comments from the public. And there were, when I looked at it, there was like 150 or 200 comments. And I think by the time I got done, there was over 1,000. Almost all of the comments were of the nature, look, you've jacked up your taxes just enough, and I'm not going this year. And here's what you're losing. I mean, not only are there a loss here locally where my dog is not going to be boarded, so they don't get the money, and no gasoline taxes, no nothing like that, and you're not going to get the money anyway, El Paso or wherever you know, Las Vegas or where all these someplace in Maine that jacked up there in New Hampshire and everything went crazy, and figuring they're going to get the money from strangers, you know, and that way it wouldn't impact the vote and so forth. Well, the interesting thing about this article was that last year, apparently, however they tally this up, total tourist tax take was like $17 billion nationwide, and this year they expect it to be lower. And this is in spite of the fact, or maybe because of the fact, that in many of the venues, and here locally they're planning on doing the same thing, they're raising the tourist taxes. And then they can't understand why people don't show up when anybody knows that the way you get people to show up is you cut the taxes. Here in Gainesville, if they were smart, which is kind of a joke, you know, I have to laugh. What they would do is we have Jimmy.
They're gonna love Jimmy on
Jimmy
WUFG.
And Mrs. Jimmy and Mrs.
89.
Oh my god! It's worth working the show just to hear the people call in.
Yeah.
Remember, Jimmy, they're gonna know where to find you when you're local.
No, they won't.
No, we're gonna have
the bunker.
I'm gonna have a mustache.
Decoy house is what this is gonna be.
I'm going to put on a mustache.
Relax. I built a bomb shelter.
So anyways, we were coming back from... Ms. Jimmy and I went to North Carolina last week. And on the way back,
call a mother-in-law.
City of Gainesville, in its infinite wisdom, has put up these beautiful signs that are totally worthless all up and down I-75 saying, visit Gainesville as a destination. We're really cool. And they're really nicely, they're some of the prettiest signs out there, but they're confusing, as you would expect. They don't have a clear message or anything, just mostly visit Gainesville. And, of course, my thinking was you'd change those signs and say, visit Gainesville tax-free. And people would then stop there. I think that would make a big difference. And it really wouldn't impact what we do here that much, because the money is for the elites here. Most of the money goes to the Phillips Center and the Harn Museum and places. Not the meaning of the Harn, but the Phillips Center for the people. The tuxedo and limousine crowd actually gets the most of the stuff. They throw a bone. I think twice a year they bus in some poor kids from the other side of town so they can say... that this is music for the masses, but it, you know, basically...
Oh, we talked about it when they bust in all the middle school kids
from...
right. from Tavares.
Right. Yeah. 200, you know, 100 miles away. Bust them all in to right. see what. You know, this is a dinosaur. Which one is that? Is that the bear or
the dumbest thing?
No. And funny, I went to
and
the
I'm sure
thing.
Somebody got a plaque for it too, man.
Well, let me tell you, interesting. I'm not going to digress, okay? But I did talk to somebody about it. Okay, enough of that.
That's
anyway,
a shot.
Yeah, that was my shot. But anyway, the point is that they don't, when you think about it for a second, there are only two ways to get money from people. One is you can ask them for it, beg them for it. You can even lie to them for it. And the other way is to haul out a gun and demand it.
I have you not.
And of course, that's what governments do. And it's interesting that their first thought in closing the budget gap, as I talked about in part one, and here, their first thought is to raise prices when times are tough. And it's just, it's hysterical. They're going to do it here also with our electric company. The electrical usage is off as people, you know, are tightening. The people that pay the bills here are tightening. It turns out that the transfer, since the electricity here is owned by the city, there's a transfer instead of a tax. It's the same thing. And the revenues are down, and they're losing about $1 million or $2 million, because people are sweating instead of staying cool.
See, the government considers itself an essential service. It considers
right, exactly.
It considers itself benevolent, so therefore it shouldn't ever have its budget be cut.
Right. Our mouthpiece Stalinist, Pravda newspaper here goes along with. They never saw a tax hike they didn't just fall in love with.
WUFT, here we come. Yeah,
that's right. Boy, how long do you think the Jimmy Doan show would last on the university station?
It would be measured in seconds to minutes.
Nanoseconds.
Yeah. Maybe the intro.
Hey, it's the jet.
That's right.
It's the jet. It's time for the jet.
I want to be covered in drugs. Dumped the whole first 7 seconds. Yeah.
I can see, you can see after the first couple of minutes, when you go to the first ad and the guy would come in and say, you know, we've decided to institute a 24-hour delay on your show.
24-hour
delay. And so say whatever you want.
Yeah,
but,
and it's okay to talk for several hours because you're probably going to get about 5 minutes worth of usable
stuff. Yeah, right.
Stuff.
while you were doing that show, we wrote another show.
Yeah.
That was great.
It'll be the audio version of clipping, you know, the letters out of a newspaper. I love Gainesville. The city council is great.
It wouldn't take. No, it'd be interesting because
raise taxes.
Yeah, that's right. I can see that happening. Well, anyway, I thought I would give it a shot. I'm going to make some kind of a plea because if they want to have some ads. And somebody that's going to create a little controversy, that's conceivable.
You are the man.
Well, I be the man. That's right.
Jimmy, speaking of taxes, did you notice, and since last show that we've had, a giant increase in cigarette monies?
Do you think I noticed?
Another one.
Do you think I noticed? You know, did Jimmy load up in North Carolina or what?
Where's Jerry Reed when you need him? Huh?
What was the tax increase?
It's $1 a pack.
Oh, really?
$1 a pack.
Again,
now, I'm going to tell you, the Indians are doing a little dance, more than the normal rain
dance.
down in Tampa, down at the...
They didn't do the rain dance, they did the tobacco dance.
They did the tobacco dance, because I'll tell you right now, the people are lined up going to the Seminole Reservation here.
Oh, because it's... Well, what happens to the
tax
Seminole?
Tax-free.
Really?
Cigarettes are tax-free.
Where is the Seminole Reservation?
It's right there. Don't smoke. So
exactly.
No,
where is it?
But I can go up there and load up like Smokey or the Beverly Hills Cop. Yeah. I go get a whole truckload and sell it to my friends down here and make a profit.
Interesting you should mention that. I know you might find this hard to believe, but they frown on that.
It's against the law. Yeah.
What if you walk up and you got 20 cigarettes in your mouth and say, I'm a real heavy smoker. I just
be able to get away with 20 packs then or something.
Oh,
but,
really?
Yeah, but I mean,
you're not going to say like forklift material?
No. I think the limit actually is 2 cartons or something. If they catch you with more than that, they haul you off. Anyway, it doesn't really matter. It's down at the Hard Rock Cafe, downtown Tampa, practically.
The Seminole Reservation is next to the Hard Rock Cafe.
It is the Hard Rock Cafe where there's gambling and everything.
It's the Seminole Hard Rock Cafe.
It's the Seminole Hard Rock Cafe.
You got to be kidding me,
man. They started
blackjack. They have gambling, blackjack. They just started blackjack.
The Hard Rock Cafe in Tampa, Florida is the Seminole Indian Reservation.
It's a piece of it,
It's a piece of it.
I'm changing my name to Eric Whitefeather or something.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
Oh, man, you got to be kidding. How do you apply for Indianship?
I don't know, but I'll tell you.
You gotta marry one.
It turns out that, interestingly enough,
scrawl.
Yeah, no problem. One of the things that is interesting, on the Craigslist adult site, many of the nice young ladies advertise that they are within walking distance, or close to the Hard Rock, as their point of entry. Come on down and see me. I'm near the Hard Rock Cafe. So
really?
Are they Indians? Building up a nice little red light district there. Nice.
A redskin district.
Foreskin district.
Oh! Let's stop there.
It's downhill from here, folks.
That's right.
A little late on the draw.
So about this smoking stuff, let me tell you something, Jimmy. I watched President Obama's presentation.
He smokes, of course.
Does he?
Yeah.
Pack and a half, two pack today.
Here's the thing. This is what two of the things he said that I wanted to point out. Number one, he said that smoking causes the highest number of preventable deaths in the United States. And I've been saying on this show, if you've been listening, open the almanac, find out what causes a lot of deaths. There's going to be some laws against it soon. Okay? And so this is one of them. They've sort of taken more aim at cigarettes. Well, they've turned over regulation of this to the FDA.
Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
Which is like, means basically,
it's going to be in the pharmacy.
It'll be on the schedule.
Yeah.
The schedule, yeah. Schedule, right. And make it a schedule one.
Well, no, I mean, it's going to be schedule four or something, but it's still, they're going to be, that's going to be, trust me, there's some new regulation coming down the pipe. And there's
they just passed a bunch of stuff.
They did a bunch of bull crap, like no color in their ads.
And no candy or What was the deal with no clove cigarettes or whatever?
Flavored cigarettes. No vanilla, no cinnamon, no clove.
But you can still have menthol.
Oh, yeah, but of course. Yeah.
Well, they got too many of those out there.
I mean, the clove cigarettes, like made out of like cloves and tobacco, can you buy those still?
No. They were clove only, I think, weren't they? Or were they just clove flavored?
They went away?
Yeah.
They're going to go away.
And really? When are they going away?
The thing that really upset me, of course, was when I was growing up, you could buy sticks of sugar, candy.
Yeah.
They were like red
candy
on one end.
Oh, yeah.
They looked like a piece of chalk, right. Only they were red on one end, and they were candy.
And you blow through it, and a little sugar would come out. Yeah,
A little poof would come out.
Yeah, I remember. They had those. They looked like a pack of Lucky Strikes.
Yeah, exactly.
And bubble gum.
Right. Bubble gum, too.
Bubble gum.
Can you imagine them banning that? I mean, what? You know what? I wonder what the fine is if you
raid you, man.
I guess they would, but I mean, what if you just think about it? I love it. This is so as freedom goes down the toilet.
Contributing to delinquency of the
I understand that contributing. Universe. I mean, but everything is now.
So. Yeah, let's take a nanosecond break here, and then we'll be right back.
Buy this product
or drink it.
Or lay on it or something.
Yeah, do something with it.
Or lay it or something. Yeah.
And we're back.
Jimmy, no!
Got a few more things here before
we just finish up on this, Jimmy.
They're going to put Cheerios on the forbidden list, too.
Well, I want to talk about that, but let me just say, in Obama's speech, I am not kidding you, the justification that they used for this tobacco re-regulation is that it was for the children.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, they talked about, they went on and on about how many young people were addicted and the transition.
You know what's funny about
everything?
This, of course, what's funny about this is, as far as cigarettes are concerned, it's not the addiction that's harmful, really. And it's only when you 40 years later get sick and die. I mean, up until that point, it's just fine. There's nothing wrong. I mean, if you were going to die, you know, if the life expectancy of here in the United States was 35 or 40, we wouldn't be having this argument because for a lot of people, it's a calming thing. Whatever stinks up the room, a lot of people don't like that part. But the bottom line is the only thing that anybody complains about is the end. Until that point, I don't see a problem.
It's a victory.
it's the end word.
It's the end game.
Yeah, it's the end game. It's of course, you're going to go anyway.
Well, you take your chances. Yeah, you know. You bet if you're going to live or not.
It's a victimless crime. This can be argued with other drugs.
Well, of course, that's why they did the secondhand smoke thing, which, of course, is a pack of lies. Yes.
What a joke.
Yeah, no,
I had to mention that.
No, no,
and how much of the federal revenue and state revenue comes from cigarettes? So.
Well, think about it. I don't know exactly.
More now.
Or maybe, you know, I mean, again, I
well,
have
the Marlboro, let me put it this way. Marlboro cigarettes
Marlboro.
Have a massive profit. at about $15 a carton.
Yeah.
And okay, so now they're selling for $45.
So $45 a carton?
Yeah, $45 a carton.
What's a single pack cost?
$7. $5 to $6.
$5 to $6?
My organic tobacco is $7.80.
Wow.
Wow.
$7.80.
Yeah, but you got to buy that off the street, right?
Organic tobacco. Is that what they're calling it? Yeah, exactly.
Cheaper to buy pot, man.
$7.80.
That's what he's talking about.
I could buy rigs.
So what is that?
So anyway, so the other thing, of course, is that I understand that the FDA is going to want to regulate Cheerios, too.
Tell me about this, Jimmy.
Anything that's got some sort of nutritional additive, you're going to have to get a prescription for it.
It says based on the claims made. Based on the claims made on your product's label, we have determined that Cheerios Toasted Whole Wheat Grain Oat Cereal is promoted for conditions that cause it to be a drug because the product is intended to use in the prevention of mitigation and treatment of disease. Cheerios may not legally be marketed with the above claims in the United States without an approval from the FDA. I mean, can you imagine? Cheerios,
Jimmy,
Cheerios
you're
is
making
like the,
that up, Jimmy.
No, no.
He's not.
Where
did you get that from?
It was today's
I got it right off this piece of paper here.
The Hanger Dogs did a big expose on
this. Oh, did they?
Oh, yeah.
Well, because they're saying that it lowers your cholesterol.
Yeah,
right.
That was the claim.
And that would be what a drug is intended to do.
So I guess they're going after Quaker Oats, too?
Maybe, but this also reminds you that they don't want anything competing with their cholesterol-lowering drug.
Yeah. I mean, probably the Vitorin people are all over
them. You don't want to be taking these natural products or anything.
And you know how much that costs? You know, you think Cheerios expensive? You ain't seen nothing until you've seen Vitorin.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, the Vitorin people had their... They're big guys. With
yeah,
black
right. Yeah, that's right. That's outlawed Cheerios.
Men in black.
Right. That's right. Outlawed motherhood and apple pie. Okay, good.
Well, the best thing about those drugs, if you read the fine print, it also states that this does not prevent heart disease.
Well, again, that was the other thing. They always want to. The part of the regulation is they want to make sure that print is a little larger. You know, instead of 11.5, it's 11.6 point type or whatever.
They got people that do that.
No,
Jimmy,
no, they
it's
have
just
armies of people.
Crazy, Jimmy.
I mean, can you imagine? This guy goes in, he drives downtown Washington to the FDA place every day. He lives out in Chevy Chase. And that's his job. And he comes open.
I don't know about this font.
Right.
I think this
font. No, he's sitting at home.
This, Ariel
before
11,
he
we
goes to the FDA office, okay? Mm-hmm. And he's having his damn bowl of Cheerios.
Right.
And he looks at it and he goes, you know what, man?
That's
my pie.
They can't do that in my neighborhood.
Right. I regulate.
Well, I control.
Right. I control this kind of stuff. I'm gonna fix this box.
And what's not.
Yep.
I'm gonna fix this good. Box. Man, I'll fix it.
Yeah, man.
Man, I'm serious, man. And this is Jimmy. This is the kind of stuff. This is just going on.
But one good thing is
this is reality.
Your funds will not be wasted all in the FDA. The National Institutes of Health is going to spend about $500,000 to study why men don't like to use condoms.
Oh, I love that one. $423,000.
Yeah.
All they had to do is ask.
Give it to me.
Yeah. I mean,
exactly.
I mean, so many of these studies, if they would just call me first, I would for half the money.
I was going to say,
half the money.
I'd do it for a quarter of a mil, right? No question.
No question about it. I'd give them the answer.
No, but I can answer that entire study in like one word. Yeah. Maybe two
feelings.
Feelings. Even I mean, they could ask Stephen Hawking. You know,
I could have gone on and on.
What did he say?
I could have gone on and on. No, I mean, seriously, the entire report for that is going to be one word. Or two words.
No, actually.
What are your two words?
$435,000, it's going to be 100 pages.
No, yeah.
It'll have research. It'll have tons of research. It'll have charts.
It'll have pictures.
It'll have tables.
What are their names? What's her name?
Pictures.
No, I mean. Well,
they were involved with research.
The Craigslist research, apparently.
Yeah. Right. Well, the other thing is, of course, the Obama administration, as you well know, is all big on renewable energy. And the one big private enterprise thing that was supposed to make a big splash, and he voted for him, is Boone Pickens.
Right.
He has called off his wind farm in Texas.
T. Boone Pickens.
That thing stunk to high heaven.
No, it did from day one.
Man.
But, I mean, he was a media. A lot of the people don't know who T. Boone Pickens was. Big oil man in the old oil days. And he made been a wildcatter, real renegade type guy, made
billions
of dollars in wildcatting, finding oil, buying companies, selling companies, the whole deal. Green Mail, I think, originated with, maybe not Green Mail, but it was one of these things where he threatened to take over a place and they would pay him to go away, that kind of stuff. I'm not sure he was the actual, but there was, he was involved in a lot of the, that kind of stuff that made a lot of quick money. But then he come, now he's made his, and he's decided to do good. He's, you know, old wrinkled guy and everything.
Yeah, me too.
And he's decided to do good things. And yeah, one that, of the things he says yeah, is, I've invested all this money in green, and he's spent like $60 or $70 million so far, and he ordered up like, I don't know, 400 or 4,000 of these windmills to place them. And then yesterday, the day before, he said, no.
Cancel the order.
Cancel the order, or, you know, or they're, apparently they're coming in. He's got a, doesn't have any place to store them or something. He's not going to decide not to do it. Well, anybody could have told you he was all over CNN, C-SPAN.
Right.
I mean, he was, you know, wrote a book. I mean, he was the
that
media
was the
darling
thing,
for
it?
A
no,
while.
Well, it just it was like too good to be true from the beginning. And also, like you said, the media blitz that he put out there, it looked like he really needed a lot of investment to get this thing off the ground.
Well, he was going to put $2 billion into it and 200,000 acres in Texas in the wind farm. I mean, you know, and we're going to be on the Pioneer. This is, I mean, and he just decided, and
no.
The towers are, you know, 400 feet tall. And look, if anybody's ever driven through out in Riverside County on the east Riverside County, if you go through that pass there before you get to Palm Springs, you know, the difference between
all the windmills.
California.
In California. I mean, and they're blowing a lot and the blades are falling off and stuff. But I mean, that's a place where you technically, I suppose, could make it. There must be 1,000 or 2,000 of those.
Yeah, but it's just not efficient enough. They just can't make them good enough.
Well, again, you have to also realize what kind of carbon footprint was going into making the blades and the motors and the towers.
That's what
I'm talking
about.
And all the trucks that hauled the crap over there.
As a totality
of circumstances. And then when it falls down and finally decays, the landfill, the decaying, the trucks that have to haul it out. I mean, like you say, the lifetime carbon footprint is probably a lot larger than just the wind blowing through the windmill.
Right.
You know, so
it's
not
what the wind
blows. It's not the wind blows. It's what the wind blows. So anyway, I thought that it was interesting that even Boone, the poster boy for private involvement in the green.
Has gone.
Bye-bye.
Oh, man, that's
all right,
just
speaking of green, we're going to take a little quick break.
Okay.
All right.
There's a new talk show coming to town.
The Jimmy Dome Show.
Hi there, this is Jimmy Dome.
If you want substance...
What is the big deal about marijuana?
Let's not forget marijuana.
So much substance...
Yeah, the big deal is, where do you find it?
You might call it substance.
Crack was created by the war on drugs. You could seal off the border and cavity search everybody that came into this country and tear open every single box that came in here. You would have even yet a more serious drug problem.
If the law's a bad one, we'll just repeal it.
This reminds me of the nun whipper syndrome. You know, you could pass a law that would say you should whip nuns on the courthouse square Sunday at noon. Guaranteed, if you tried to unpass that law, there would be a vocal group of people that would say, wait a minute.
You sound sexy.
At least the whip makers would be out there saying that you shouldn't unpass that law. Otherwise known as repeal.
It has to be obvious that money isn't the issue here.
Excuse me?
I want to get into it, man, you know.
The Jimmy Dome Show.
Weekday mornings at 11 on Gainesville Hot Talk, 1430.
Boy, those were the days.
Those were the days. I wish Jimmy had been sober in those days.
All right,
days.
We got a few light notes to wrap up this great show.
Well, what else did Jimmy got for heavy, John?
The only thing I had was Neil. I wanted to talk. I mentioned in the first part about Bortz. Neil Bortz, and actually I covered it pretty well. Neil Bortz is confused about the difference between spending and investing, mm-hmm. and he's in one of his statements here. Let's just see. I'm probably going to find it. He basically says that we all know, let's see, yeah, here it is. Clearly, to stimulate our economy, money had to be spent. That's basic. Well, that's not basic. That is the premise that blows this whole, and actually, it's for Neil Bortz, when he does on Neil's News, it's usually one paragraph. This is like 10 or 15 paragraphs, and unfortunately, when the premise is
wrong. Yeah, if
you
start with that, I mean, that is Keynesian economics.
Right.
I mean, if you can spend your way out of a depression.
Wouldn't it be great? I mean, that is the point, really, when you come down to it. And this is one of the things when I was talking to the people here about the homeless, when I went down to talk to the county, I think we mentioned this on the last show, the homeless problem or whatever it is. If it were that easy, we'd have done it already. I mean, it would have worked.
Right.
You know, they've been trying to do this for 1,000 years. For 2,000 years. They've been trying to do this, and it hadn't worked yet.
And
so
you could do it in times of plenty and make even more plenty. and just on and on and on.
Infinite plenty.
Right. Well, it's economic perpetual motion.
Boy, that's a good. I like that.
It doesn't work. I mean, it's a nice idea.
Perpetual motion. I saw where somebody else came up with one the other day.
EPMs. EPMs. Economic perpetual motion.
Yeah. And it only just transports matter.
Yeah.
that's my stuff. That's my stuff. I'm done.
All right. EE, what you got?
Let's see here.
Got some light stuff.
Did you see where that priest and all the parishioners were pepper sprayed by those cops trying to arrest like that one guy in the parking lot?
Oh yeah, the priest came out to
Florida, Georgia, or California. Sounds like a California thing to me.
I can't remember.
Florida, California, gotta be. All right, so they pepper sprayed.
There was a guy in the parking lot that like did something wrong, and the cops came by.
It was in Texas. Texas pastor was arrested. What happened was, this is in Webster, Texas. Police used a taser on a pastor and pepper spray to dispense his congregants Wednesday after the pastor allegedly interfered with a traffic stop in the church parking lot.
Right.
Okay. And basically, congregants say they were, in the...
Now, how do you think he interfered? How do you really think he interfered? Listener, I'm going to tell you. He did not come out there, like, waving something around at the cops.
Waving the staff?
Right, no.
Yeah, the staff. Cursing them?
I guarantee you he came out
some holy water
to find
on him,
out what was happening.
That's okay. Right.
Yeah, right.
But you cannot approach police doing anything these
but
days.
But even in the sanctuary of the church?
You would think.
Well, it was in the parking lot.
But the church parking lot is church territory.
You think if
God has sanctified
on your side. Sanctuary.
The moral of this story is, if even the pastor is going to get roughed up by the cops, okay, don't interfere. Don't walk up. If somebody's getting busted, just walk the other way. This is the first line of the police encounter card says, do not encounter the police.
That's right.
Okay?
It's funny. How many times have I thought, and I saw this the other day, how many times when I've seen somebody stopped out here?
Everybody wants to help
I
out.
I would like to go over there and just kind of ask the citizen, what's happening? Do I get arrested for that?
I'm just going
to
monitor. Oh, absolutely.
Okay, because
first
what I did do, I drove past one. I drove past one at, at Warp 1 or something and snapped a few pictures out the window. And I noticed by the third picture, there was a visual reference to my car.
Oh, man. Yeah.
somebody was looking to see who was snapping them.
They
pictures.
Don't want any oversight. Okay, so
no, they sure don't.
So that's
thin blue line.
That's just that. What else we got to eat?
Okay, that's right outside of Houston, by the way, Webster apparently.
Crazies.
Let's see here.
Dead air.
WUFT Classic 89.
That's it.
The Jimmy Doan Show.
Actually, Jimmy Doan.
I'm not on my lightness.
We'll do it next time.
No. It's not a matter of that. I was just saying the problem was I was over on the regular Jimmy show. This is kind of interesting. The teacher was sorry for marrying student in Portland, Maine. A fourth grade teacher in Maine has apologized for playing the groom in a mock wedding to a student. Of course, when I was in a mock wedding, the girl proposed, and at lunchtime, this guy Rosenblum wore a black graduation gown and a clown tie, and the girl, they had a sheet draped around her, for a gown. There was no kiss. Okay. But the details leaked out. And everybody went, completely and totally.
And why did they go bozo on this?
Berserko. What now?
Public school or private school?
Guaranteed it was public.
Let's see now. What was it?
Because in a private school, they tell them to F off, man.
Oh, no, they just, it wouldn't have made the news.
No.
So anyway, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it's the Plummer Mott School.
Doesn't sound, well.
I don't know. It's whatever, but... Anyway, he's been a teacher there for 22 years. He said that he was just only trying to indulge the make-believe of the girl, whatever.
So let me get this straight. He married the girl or was the priest?
They just got married. I don't know. They did during lunch or something.
The teacher married the fourth grader?
Girl, yeah.
Whoa.
No, the teacher...
Performed the ceremony.
No, God, the teacher was the groom, and the fourth grader was the bride.
Right. Okay,
and he dressed up in a tuxedo and a clown tie, and it was a graduation gown. Okay. Yeah. And basically it was a fake wedding.
Well, that's she's 10.
Michael Jackson reincarnated. Yeah. What are you talking about?
It's well, yeah, but I'm just saying, you know, anyway, it was one of those
so what
things.
Happened? Did he get fired?
They weren't sure if they were going to take any disciplinary action.
This is like people getting mad at Dakota Fanning yeah. playing in a rape scene.
Right, but
it's
anyway.
Like, it's yeah. fake. They're it's fake. It's yeah. make-believe.
Well, they're going to
Well, you know, but I can see in this day and age, you know, old man, 10-year-old girl,
yeah,
you know.
But that's what we're talking about. This day and age is sucking
yeah, that's
in this
it.
Country.
Yeah, sucking.
Oh, yeah, no, I mean,
Muhammad did it. It was okay back then.
Yeah, yeah, that's
about
true.
Now, we didn't talk about the strip search in that school. We wanted to talk about that.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
That came back.
That was the
Supreme
Court.
It came back from the Supreme Court and said that the people who strip searched the little girl all the way down naked.
We're not responsible.
We're not, could not be held personally liable.
Yeah, that was, that blew. Didn't I'm we talk, sure. I thought we talked
no,
about that.
No, well, it went back and forth between us and Hanger Dogs on the email. And I was supposed to do a little research, but I didn't do it.
Well, I was personally was stunned by the fact that you couldn't get those people personally. They said,
that's
I think they
some
said,
kind of protection they, through the government.
Right. Sure. Well, you know, there's sovereign immunity. I mean, well, that's always been the case. And I think they said you could sue the school board or the government or somebody like that.
They left it open.
They left it open, right. You could go back. But, boy, I mean, when something that egregious, I guess, as you've mentioned before, the rule is, so to speak, it has to be malicious or something. It has to be
yeah.
directed at this person maliciously, personally.
Right.
And that apparently is a pretty hard thing to prove.
Well, she was carrying heroin, so, I mean, you know, they had a right to it.
Yeah. No, it was, they were looking for an ibuprofen, I think, and they never found it. No, I'm serious.
Deadly ibuprofen.
Deadly ibuprofen pill, and that, because some girl had ratted on her.
Oh, contraband.
Yeah, it's contraband.
The only thing I thought was just as again, this is the noose tightening, age of spiritual machines working against you at this point. The red light cameras now check for insurance, too.
Yeah.
And that was in Ohio.
Oh,
drive
wow.
without insurance, and you better stay out of Ohio. The state is considering right now a program that uses red light cameras and insurance company databases to check passing traffic for uninsured motorists.
We were so
you, and you wonder
curve
you wonder what else is going to get checked.
We
right?
mentioned this well, years ago.
This is you know,
go
so
back and
it's,
listen
it's
to
not,
the show.
It's, I mean, it, first of all, they already have it for expired tags. You can already red
they got
light
it all.
Now it's going to be insurance, and then again, it's going to be
felony warrant,
felony warrant, seat belts,
face
whatever. You know,
oh,
you,
that's
you,
the, yeah, that's all. Right. If they're gonna shoot, they have to shoot you in some places. They have to shoot you for both the front and the back. I don't know, here in Florida, I think they're just... I think they
shoot a camera or shoot you with a gun?
Camera. I think
camera in the front, gun
first
in the back.
First one, then the other.
Well, in California, I believe they have to get both because they want to get the driver, the actual driver. But here in Gainesville, I don't think... I think they're just going to go for the tag because they figure that the car is the violator.
Crazy,
the owner
crazy.
Of the car is the violator, no matter what.
Crazy.
And so, but if they're going to get the front and the back... they can certainly start to get the seatbelt violators, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's the whole thing. So, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it. That's all I got. Other than there was one, I did like this, the Cops and Donuts, Michigan cops are opening a donut
yeah,
shop.
I saw that.
Talk about eating your profits, huh?
Yeah, yeah, right. Well, it reminds me of that, what's his name?
Why would you do that if you're a cop? You've got to get free donuts anyway at the shop.
Yeah, right. Why would you pay for something? That,
yeah, it's 100% cop owned. Cops and Donuts, 100% cop owned. These are the logo and phrases. They have, you have the right to remain glazed. I mean, how many drug addicts are going to buy that shirt, you know?
But then they're going to be arresting all their customers.
All their customers, right.
Come in there, man. Shit, the Krispy Kreme downtown Gainesville would be cleared out if there were cops and donuts. it's like a, you can
hang out.
You can sell Visine to the kiosk in there.
You can imagine. It's like a cop run Jiffy Mart.
Who would show up?
Right. Yeah. Where are you going to buy your crack pipe, for God's sake?
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Handcuffs and cream puffs, baby.
That was a great show.
Great show.
Great show.
Happy birthday again, and thanks for being our guest.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, I miss you guys. I'm so glad to be a part of it. And, you know, be good. Cause trouble.
Well, try to stop in when you're around this weekend.
Yeah.
I'll be there. So, or you can pop out. Either way.
Yeah, either way.
Our Washington correspondent, EJ.
I just want to mention one thing. I did get something from somebody named Wadzi that I didn't get to talk about, and from Brainwave and Fastmail.
Oh, we'll talk about it.
I don't know.
I like at the end of the show, Jimmy always comes up with the stuff that people wrote in about that we want to talk about this show.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, wait, the main point. Yeah, we had actual fan mail. Did we get our package from Wax Man yet?
No, it's on its way.
Counselor to be.
Oh man, I'm not gonna be here when we open that.
We're gonna have the Bomb Squad open that baby.
There's a couple things in there for Jack. What are you doing?
Wait a minute. What I want to know is why is it being delivered here? It ain't going to be opened here. I'll tell you why.
You're going to have Officer Friendly, Officer Unfriendly at the door with his dog.
Yeah, we need to get all the different kinds of dogs in here. I mean, cocaine, marijuana, you know, whatever it is, get them all sniffed out. All right, we're out of here. Thank
you. See you guys.
We'll be back.
Listen to Hanger Dogs.
Bye.
The Jimmy Doan Show.